This podcast is a ministry of New Song Christian Fellowship in Louisville, Kentucky. We are led by our senior pastors, Jeff and Tracy Lamont. Today's message is Our Assignment. Today's sermon was offered by Pastor Jeff Lamont. It was recorded on November 10th, 2019. It's our prayer that God will use it to begin and reveal something new in you. God bless.
Well, we are excited today. As you can see, things look a little different this morning because we are celebrating new life in Christ. Can anybody say amen to that? Yes. For me, this is just one of the most exciting times of celebration we have. It's when we're baptizing people who are declaring Jesus Lord over their lives and making a public profession of their faith. To me, that is a time to absolutely rip the roof off, man, in celebration. So I'm going to encourage you today not to hold back. You want to hoop, holler, shout, scream in Jesus' name. I mean, give the Lord praise because this is exciting. And you know what? This is going to be a moment that none of these young people or adults will ever forget. It will be indelibly imprinted on their souls from this day forward. They'll remember this moment that they declare to the whole wide world, Jesus is Lord over my life. Amen? So as Suzanne mentioned a bit ago, we get the privilege and honor of baptizing all three of her kids today. Yeah, that is awesome. Just so happened, it just worked out. You know, God's good at stuff like this. First Sunday, Stephen McWhirter's had off in 9 months. He's been traveling. Our good friends, Stephen and Tara, really happy to have you guys in the house and the kids today. And these guys have been ministering all over the United States and beyond. I mean, it's amazing how God's blessed their music ministry. So we're excited about that. Good to see them today. So Suzanne, if you and Joe and the family will just come on down, and if we can get our baptismal candidates in place, I think Isabella's leading us out today. And everybody has a shirt saying, I have decided, from that old song, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Say it with me. No turning back. Amen. So here comes Isabella Harrison and Evangeline. These guys are amazing, and I'm thankful to the Lord for them. So we're going to have Isabella make her way in, and let me have your hand just to help you. And the water, don't step. Well, you can step on that. Yeah.
Don't step on the alligator.
There we go. Yeah, careful for the alligator. Come on in and turn around. And Mike, if you can help me get that stool positioned, that'd be great. And got some good helpers here in Mike and Janine. Isabel, I got to tell you, I'm so proud of you, young lady. I am very, very proud of you. She's a student here at our academy, so I get to see her a couple of times a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I know Miss Janine has a real heart for you, and so do I, and so does Miss Tracy. We just love you, and we see something of God in you that's just really special. And I'm proud of you today making this, really it's a redeclaration for you. And I want to read what you said. We ask you two questions. What does Jesus mean to me? And you put it so well. He's my hope. Just what we said this morning. He is my hope. Without him, I have nothing. Evolutionists could never prove what the Bible does. It's the best history book ever. Jesus gives me joy even through the hard times. You know what? That's something really wise for someone your age. That is really powerful. And he's a father, listen to this, who doesn't ever let me down, even when others do. And I love him. Man, is that awesome or what? And then I just ask Isabel, why do you want to be baptized? When I was younger, I didn't really have a relationship with the Lord or really even understand what I was doing. So now I want to reestablish my relationship with the Lord. Suzanne is awesome, young lady. So very proud of you. And Joe and Suzanne, I think we have a mic somewhere. Where's our mic? We're going to have these guys. Yeah. Ellen, come on up. Please, we need you up here. Stephen and Terry, you guys are welcome to come up too. You're going to have to help me with this mic. So I'm going to ask Joe and Suzanne, whoever you guys would like, or Miss Allen, to pray over Isabella. And I'm going to ask you guys, we're all a part of this, okay? This is a family, and this is family celebration time. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, just to stretch your hands out, if you don't mind. Stretch your hands out as we pray over Isabella today.
Lord, we just thank you for Isabella's life. Yeah, Lord, we thank you that you have included her in what you've done, God, and that you're leading and guiding her every single day, every moment. You care about the smallest little thought. You care. God, you nourish her, you cherish her, Lord. Mm. And you just, in every dark place, God, you are the light. You light up every dark place. Mm. Daddy, you lead her. You lead her. She knows you as Father, and she's going to know you even more as Father. Mm. I just thank you for that, God. So just bless Bella today and bless her every single day.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for my Bella. Thank you for her life, God. I thank you for the gifts that you've placed inside of her for your glory and for your kingdom. I thank you for the creativity inside of this one.
Yes.
That is bursting with kingdom color, kingdom life.
Yes.
And we just call that forth right now in the name of Jesus, that all of that creativity, even the sound, even the song, even the creativity in many different ways, God, that you've put inside of her, not only to reveal your glory, Jesus, but to bless others, to encourage others, God. We just call that forth. And I thank you, God, that there is life and healing in your name for Isabella, but also of glorious gifts that you've put in her. And we just thank you for the fullness of that hope of glory, the fullness of Christ in my Bella coming forth. I thank you, God, for her bravery. She's so brave.
Yes.
She's so brave. Thank you for the gift of leadership. I honor her today, God. I honor her as yours. She's my daughter, but she's also your daughter.
That's right.
And I honor your daughter this morning. And I thank you, God, for this decision she's made. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, I just join my voice in prayer for Bella today. Just as Bella means beautiful, Lord, you've made this young lady beautiful on the outside and the inside. And Lord, you have a very special and unique gifting and calling for her. It looks a little different than mom's gifting and calling, but it is nonetheless going to be powerfully used for your kingdom glory. Bless her, God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. This is such a memorable day, because she's really saying, you know what? Man, I just want the whole world to know that I love Jesus with all my heart. And Lord, from this day forward, I believe you're going to lead her in a very special path for your glory. In Jesus' name. Isabella, upon your profession of faith, and take a little step forward if you don't mind, honey. On your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in obedience to his divine command, I baptize you today in the name of the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Come on, give the Lord another praise. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I need a little towel here. If someone's got a towel for me, please. Amen. I think Harrison's coming next. I'm excited to have the privilege and honor of baptizing Harrison. Let me help you out there, buddy. Woo, man, he's just diving in. It's not too cold, is it? No, not bad at all. You know what? Stay right about there. That's pretty good. You want to stand for a little bit? Then you can sit in just a minute. Here's what he says. He's my Savior. He loves me and he fights for me. Isn't that awesome? So proud of this young man. Why do I want to be baptized? Because that means I can follow Jesus and let people publicly know that he is, that's what I'm doing, that I'm following Jesus. with all of my heart. I'm so proud of you, young man. Let me pray over you, and then I'm going to have your family pray over you. Father, thank you for Harrison. Thank you for his heart for you. Thank you, Lord, that this young man, in a world full of compromise and a world full of challenges, this young man has declared strongly, boldly, that he's going to follow Jesus. May your anointing rest upon this young man. May he walk with a holy heart, with a hungry heart to please you all the days of his life. Guide him and direct him every step that his feet takes for your glory. In Jesus' strong name.
Lord, we just thank you for Harrison, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the gift of contentment. I pray this over him. Lord, he is such a content young man. Lord, he ministers, God. And I just thank you that today he's just professing what he knows and believes about Jesus, that Jesus is his peaceful king. Thank you that peace governs Harrison's life, Lord. And Lord, just like Jeff said, every step he takes, God, will be blessed for your glory.
Yes.
He's going to say yes to you a lot, so thank you, Lord.
Father, I thank you for my Harrison. I thank you for the joy of the Lord that is his strength. And just as Joe prayed over him, that peace, we've seen that so much in our home, that Harrison, you carry peace. You're such a peacemaker, a joy bringer. We just love the Christ in you. I'm so grateful for all the ways that you've ministered to me through your love and your kindness. I've seen the love of Christ, the way that you have done that to me and to your sisters. And we're just so blessed by your life. And we honor you today, son. I'm so proud of you. In Jesus' name. So proud of you.
Harrison, upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, why don't you sit down there, buddy. Upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in obedience to his divine command, I baptize you today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Yeah, give God the glory. Amen. Amen. Wow. Now Evangeline is coming. Here's what Evangeline had to say. This little sweetheart.
Are y'all thankful I don't have 9 kids?
Here's what she... Come on and step down, honey. Step down off there, okay? And yay. Mr. Mike's going to get that moved around. What does Jesus mean to me? He protects me. He keeps me safe, and he's everything to me. That's so sweet, honey. Why do I want to be baptized? Because Jesus was baptized, and I want everybody to know that I follow him with all my heart. What a sweetheart. Lord, bless this young lady. Thank you so much for her. Lord, you have a gifting and a calling that is unique to her, that's very special, very, very special. And even now, today, as she makes this step of faith, this declaration, bless her, anoint her for your glory, in Jesus' strong name.
Lord, thank you for the joy of the Lord that just flows through Vanny so effortlessly. Thank you for her laughter. Yeah, God, it just fills our house with the presence of the Lord so often. And God, we thank you that you're going to lead her and guide her. You have her on a pathway that you're always going to, you're going to keep her right on that pathway always. I just see you always redirecting her and keeping her on the path and keeping her just saying yes to you and just keeping her in love with you, God. So thank you, God, just for again, every step she takes is because of you and for you. And we just bless Vanny today.
Yes, Lord, I thank you for my Vanny, Jesus. I thank you for her sensitivity to your voice. I thank you for how she plays with you and is so aware of you, Jesus. And I pray that that childlike faith would stay with her all the days of her life. God, I thank you for how it ministers to us in our home and reminds us to return to that childlike faith and play with you, Father. Thank you that Vanny's name, Evangeline, means that she's a bearer of the gospel. And I thank you that that is true to the core of this one. You are a bearer of the gospel, Evangeline Lucene. Bless you. Thank you, Jesus.
Come over here, sweetie. I'm going to have you sit down on that, okay? All right. Evangeline, upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, in obedience to his divine command, I baptize you today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. All right, now we have Jerome Van Galen coming. Hey, can we give these guys all a good hand? We're so thankful. Suzanne, Joe, every one of you. Wow, what a wonderful time and opportunity there. So Jerome Van Galen, the Van Galen family's coming. Everybody here to support you guys, come on up. Make your way around here, please. And we're excited to have the privilege and honor to baptize you guys today. All right. Come on in, Jerome. How are you, friend?
Good.
We were joking earlier. I told Jerome, I said, I'm going to hold you under a little extra longer today, bro, just to make sure you're all clean in Jesus. We were just kidding. We were just joking. Sure love this brother. He is a good brother and a good friend. And when we ask him, what does Jesus mean to me? He said, he means everything to me. He means everything. He's my friend. He's my counselor. And he's my Savior. Why do I want to be baptized and want the Holy Spirit in my life? God's spoken to me and said, if I want the Holy Spirit in my life, then I need to follow him in baptism. Isn't that awesome? Jerome, really proud of you, my friend. I want to pray over you today. Father, I'm so thankful for this good and godly man. This man who has declared, I've decided I'm going to follow Jesus with all my heart. No turning back, no turning back. And I'm going to lead my whole family to follow and serve Jesus Christ. And Lord, I'm just so thankful for him and for his whole family and the way you've blessed them, the way you're providing for them, the way you're encouraging them and walking with them. And may this man's life be a light that shines to many others. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right. Jerome, we're going to have you maybe take just a little step forward and sit on this little stool, if you don't mind. Trying to fit you in here. Get nice and comfy there. Hey, by the way, I just got to say, this is the coolest thing, right? We do a big outreach every year called Nightlight. And how many of you were here just a couple weeks ago for Nightlight? Yeah. These guys came to Nightlight a couple years ago. Didn't have a church home, came to Nightlight, met this church family, and they've been a part of this congregation ever since. And God's been working in their lives. Isn't that awesome? So this is a fruit of our Nightlight outreach, which we're very thankful for. Amen. Jerome, let's see. Do we have somebody praying over Jerome? Okay. So we need our microphone over here. Yeah, on the other side. Yeah. So let's keep that over here.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord, to now unleash, Lord, anything that would be holding your gifts back. Holy Spirit, come and fill, come and tear down walls, come and tear down thoughts and things of old, dear Father, and all things will be new today, dear Father, as my brother's washed clean, as he's washed fresh, as he follows, Lord, your request, dear Father, to fulfill. So, Father, from the windows and the doors and the gates of heaven, pour out upon him, Lord, all the love, the grace, the anointing, dear Father, that he'll need for the ministry you've called him to fulfill. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Jerome, upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in obedience to his divine command, it's my privilege and honor to baptize you today in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' strong name. Amen. Woo! to hand the baton to Miss Janine, our children's pastor, and she's going to baptize our last two candidates.
All right. I already warned Jen I'm going to cry. Jen, I'm so proud of you. So, Jen, this is your family. We stand here with you to celebrate with you. So when I talked to Jen, she said, what does Jesus mean to her? He's always been there for me every step of the way. He is my best friend, has rescued me from darkness. Why do you want to be baptized? I want to rededicate my life to him in front of my church family. This is you guys. And that means so much to me. So let's scoot you over. So we're going to pray over Jen as a church family. I'm going to ask Carla and Don both to pray over Jen today.
Father God, I count this as such a privilege to be part of this family's lives. And Lord God, I've watched them walk through some of the darkest times, and they've kept their eyes focused on Jesus. They've leaned into us, but they've kept their eyes focused on the Savior. So today, guys, is a new day. It is a prophetic word for you. This is a new season that you enter into. The minute your head comes out of that water, it is a new season for your family. It's a season of full surrender, walking fully in what the Lord has for you all, acting as an example not only to your children but all of those watching, how you have committed your lives faithfully to the Lord. He has never left you, he has never forsaken you, and he never will, and we thank him for that. So Lord, we just bless Jen, Lord God, and her family, Lord. Just touch her and heal her, Lord God, and we celebrate today this new beginning in Jesus' name.
Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to be witness and a spiritual mama over Jen. I just ask you, Lord Jesus, that you shall know your voice and that, Father God, that she, Father God, would do all to pursue after you. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this moment. New beginnings, Father God. I give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' most precious name.
So Jen, because you have chosen today to profess your faith to all of us and follow the Lord in obedience as the next step, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. Guys, this is Juliana. This is the oldest daughter of the Van Galens. So, my life is blessed with Juliana in it. So, yesterday she gave me why she wants to be baptized. What does Jesus mean to you? You said he's your savior and your superhero. He is, girl, he is. Why do you want to be baptized? She simply said to follow him. That's the childlike faith. So guys, I've seen in Juliana's life, questions come up about the Lord. She's a sponge to listen to his kindness, to his goodness, to his voice. Right here, we have a very smart lady. And when she heard about baptism, when we talked about it a few weeks ago, she was curious to know more. And of course, the answer in her heart was to follow the Lord. What a privilege, what an honor to start at this age to follow the Lord. What good foundation you parents have given her. So Don, would you please pray over Juliana, and then I'll pray over her as well. Did you want to pray over her?
I just want to tell you thank you. I have wanted to be a father ever since I was young, and I had a picture of that. And God, you blew my mind away when you gave us this little girl. God, I had never expected that you could bless me and our family so much with Juliana. And God, even though I know I'm her father here on earth, I know that you are a father all around and in heaven. And as we stand here today, and God, I just tell you thank you, and I ask that you make her a strong woman of God as she grows, and you give us the wisdom and the tools that we need to make that happen.
So, Lord, thank you so much for Juliana. God, thank you for her heart that is tender to you, to turn to you. Lord, even in the acknowledgement that she's a sinner, so are all of us. But, God, she also acknowledges that you are her Savior. You are her superhero. God, may that tenderness towards you always be there. God, I pray that this be a defining moment for her in her life. As she looks back and says, that was it. That's when things changed. Thank you for the evidence of you at work in her life. In Jesus' name.
Okay. One more, Juliana. Hey, look here. So, Jesus is so happy that you made this decision. And so, my heart for you and everyone here's heart for you is that you will follow him all the days of your life, right? And that you'll fully surrender your heart to Jesus. We thank you for that. Lord, we thank you that you are good. Lord, we thank you that your gospel, your truth is so simple that even the youngest babes can understand, Lord. We thank you for that. Juliana, we just bless you in the name of Jesus. May all the days of your life be filled with his love and presence. In Jesus' name.
All right, so Juliana, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. Ready?
All right, church, if you don't mind, let's stand. Let's all celebrate together as we sing, as we worship together. We're going back into that amazing song we sang a moment ago. We saw it demonstrated here today. This is such a good one. Let's sing it all together. You may be seated this morning. I want to bring just a very quick word to us today. I want to talk just a little bit about our assignment together as the body of Christ. By the way, could you give Joe and Suzanne a big hand, the whole team a big hand for doing such a great job today? And also, all of our ladies who worked so hard yesterday getting the Christmas decor out. Doesn't it look festive and beautiful? Isn't that great? Can you give our ladies a good hand? I want to talk about our assignment real quick. We all have roles in the body of Christ, and what a privilege and honor it is to serve the Lord. And I just want to talk about what our assignment is. And I'm going to really try to compact some thoughts here quickly. But as the pastor of this church, which I consider just such a humbling and wonderful and great experience and an opportunity, I find my role to be summed up to some degree in Ephesians chapter 4. There's a misunderstanding a lot of times about what a pastor does and what a pastor is. And kind of the old school thinking is that the pastor is the one who does all the ministry. He's the one who does all the ministry. He visits, he witnesses, he cleans, he types, he's the secretary. He just does it all. He's just super pastor and does all the ministry while everybody else in the church gets to basically come and cheer him on until he dies of exhaustion or something like that. And that could not be any further from the truth of what Scripture actually has to say. Scripture says that I get to be a part of helping equip you for the work of the ministry. And what we saw happen here today is because people were equipped to do the work of the ministry, and they reached out in Jesus' name and loved on and ministered to others. And I'm just excited about what we got to celebrate together today. And I don't know about you, but I would long for nothing more than to see lots more of this. How about you? Lots more people saved and declaring Jesus as Lord of their lives. I look around at the world and I just think, where are people going to turn? Where are people going to find hope? Where are people going to find healing? Where are people going to find a rock to hold on to in the unsteady days ahead? Where are they going to find that if it's not the church? If it's not the good news of Jesus Christ? If it's not our rock, our shelter, our fortress, who is Christ Himself? I think we have such an important mission, the most important mission on the whole face of the earth. And Ephesians chapter 4 says, "And He Himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry." Now, we could talk a lot about APEST, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds and teachers, or pastors and teachers. We're not going to focus on that right now so much as the fact that all of them have basically one job that brings about the same results. They do it in different ways, but they bring about the same result. Did you notice that? All five of those giftings that are given by the Lord Jesus Himself are to bring about one thing, and that is that you would be equipped for the work of ministry, that the body of Christ would be edified and built up. Here's what happens when the church finds its place. When every person, the Bible calls you living stones. Every one of you are living stones. You're special in God's sight. Every stone's unique, but every stone has an important place in building this wonderful, glorious thing that Jesus Himself came up with called the church. And you get a place. You get to be a part. You get to be involved. You have a really important purpose. And I just want you to know that. And the purpose for all five of those gifts is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So I'm going to ask you a really important question here this morning, and I'm going to give you the answer ahead of time. So it's kind of not fair, but I'm just kind of prepping you and priming you here so you don't feel awkward or on the spot. The answer's yes. The answer's raise your hand up and wave it at me. Okay, everybody do that real quick. We're gonna try this out. Okay, so when I ask you this question in just a minute, you're going to raise your hand, you're going to wave it at me because you already know the answer to the question before I've even asked you the question. And here's the question, and I love to say this, and I love to talk about this. How many of you are missionaries and ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ? So you know the answer. Raise your hand. Wave it at me. You are. Absolutely, you are. That's God's plan and purpose for your life. You might be a missionary here. You might be a missionary to some other part of the world. You might be a minister at GE or at Ford or at UPS, but you're a minister. You might be a minister as a school teacher in the school lounge during the lunch break during the day, sharing the hope and the good news of Jesus Christ with other faculty members who are struggling. Wherever you are called, whatever your vocation is, wherever you live, wherever you go to work out, whatever gym, whatever recreation you do, God wants to use your life to make a difference. Wherever He has called you, whatever your sphere of influence in this world is. So my role, I get to equip you. We have lots of classes. We have lots of opportunities. And I want to always be doing my best, always praying and asking God, how can I better equip our people that they might experience the glorious wonder of themselves actually ministering to others? One of the most exciting things that ever happened in my life is when I got to lead somebody to Christ. It blew me away. I have never gotten over it. I've had the opportunity to lead many others since then, and I want to hopefully, with God's grace and help, lead many more people to Christ. And I want you to experience that too. I want you to be an empowered messenger of the good news to others. I want you to see yourself that way. You may not be, quote unquote, an evangelist. You may not operate and move in the gifting of a Billy Graham, but you know what? You can share your story. You can reach out in love. You can influence and touch somebody else. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe it's your coworker. Wherever you go, you can be a person that God uses. So my role is to equip you. What is your role? Let me just tell you what I think it is real quick. Your role is to be available. Your role is to be available. Let me read you a scripture that I just find really awesome. In that 2 Timothy 2:2, it says this, "In the things you've heard from me among many witnesses," this is Paul speaking, "commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." I love the way this verse progresses. Let me just break it down real quick, and I'm kind of hurrying because we're running out of time. But the first quality God looks for in those who make themselves available to him is faithfulness. Now, if you will just prove yourself faithful, that scripture seems to me to imply that then he'll make you able. Let me say that again. If you'll make yourself, if you'll be a faithful person to God, a faithful person to his church, he will make you able. In other words, faithfulness precedes ability. See, ability is something you can learn and you can grow in. But faithfulness is really a thing of the heart. Faithfulness is about character. Let me tell you one of the most disturbing things that I have found that is happening in our nation today. A couple of really disturbing things. One is we keep hearing about the rise of the nuns, the N-O-N-E-S. More and more people in our nation today have absolutely no faith whatsoever, and they're called nuns. But here's something that might even be more disturbing to me. And that is this, that the faithful churchgoers in the United States of America now only average going to church about one Sunday out of three. Just going to let that land for a minute. One Sunday out of three. Let me ask you, how can you be faithful if you don't actually come? See, God's calling you and me and all of us to be available. If we'll be available, he'll make us able. Our availability dictates our ability in God's hands. But when, you know, I read lots of things in regard to church growth and this kind of stuff, and a lot of the churches now are spending thousands and thousands and lots of money on online church. And I'm not trying to just be a critic of online church. I'm just saying I don't think that's all that God intends. Online church might be an entryway into the church, but online church is not everything God has in his heart and his mind for you and I to be a part of. He wants you to be a part of a community of people that know you and love you and care about you and are there for you. You need a place where you are known and where you know others. You really do. There's 56 commands in the New Testament, the love one another's, the bear one another's burdens. You can't do those things without being in relationship with one another. And that's really hard to do online. We need each other. What's going to happen if this trend of only going to church one Sunday out of every three continues? What's going to happen? Let me just tell you, Christianity will lose more and more of its hold in this land, and the world will take over more and more. That's why the Bible says something as simple and profound as this, that we are to gather together all the more as we see the day of Christ's return approaching. Instead, we're dropping off. We're not amping up. We're doing the opposite. Well, this is a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, but I absolutely believe we need each other all the more. We need to find our place. We need to be serving. We need to be reaching out. We need to be loving. We need to be doing what God's called us to do. It's just hard to equip somebody if they're not here very often. We need each other. We need each other. We need to do life and ministry together. We've started a new thing called Freedom here. And let me tell you, it's a great opportunity to not only find freedom, but to be equipped. Many of you who are going through freedom right now, you're going to find a new level of freedom in Christ. And that's going to be wonderful, but that's just the start. You'll discover a true passion in your heart and your life to help others find freedom. And then you'll become a part of the Freedom Ministry leadership team. And then you'll invite others, encourage them to go through freedom. Then you'll lead a small group discussion table next time. Then you'll become a part of the prayer of the ministry team for the future conferences. You might even be one of the teachers. But you know what? There's opportunities like that all the time to jump in, dive in, get involved, make a difference. We have some incredible outreach ministries that go on here in the church. We need to see people step up and be a part because we live in a world that is very lost, that doesn't have a lot of hope. And you and I are the ones God has called to be out there giving hope to those that are lost, those that are hurting. When I got saved at 15 years old, and that hasn't been that terribly long ago, but the world has changed so dramatically in that time frame. Listen, when I got saved, my friend took me to a Baptist church, and I was a part of a Baptist church for several years, and I love my Baptist brothers and sisters. But listen, I went to Sunday school. I went to Sunday morning service. I went to a thing we called training union, which was Sunday afternoon. I went to Sunday night service. And then Tuesday night, I went to visitation. Wednesday night, I went to church. And then I forget when we had youth group, but I went to that too. We did a lot of church. How many of you remember those days? Anybody old enough to remember those days? And now you know what we've done in the church. We've dialed it all back to Sunday morning, and we only come one out of every three. That's not a good trend, do you think? I used to love to go to church. I do look back at those days and go, wow, that was a lot of church. But when I was in the midst of it, I loved it. It was my community. It was my life. It was where I was growing. It was where I was thriving. It's where I was inviting my friends to. So let me just tell you what our assignment is. Matthew chapter 28 is always going to be the assignment over New Song Christian Fellowship. Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the very end of the age. What's our assignment? It's pretty simple, folks. We are to go and tell. We are to go and tell. This week, wherever you go, would you pray about the opportunity to share Christ with somebody else that might be hurting, that might be lost, that might be hopeless? Here it is in Scripture. It's Matthew 11, 4. Jesus answered, said to them, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. Go and tell the things which you hear and see. Not only are we to be a go and tell church, Mark 5:19 says, however, Jesus did not permit him. This is talking about the Gadarene demoniac who was freed. Man, was this guy freed. And he so desperately wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus sent him back home to everybody he knew, the people, his family, his friends from the past. And he said, go and tell them. Go home to your friends. Tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, how he's had compassion on you. Do the people in your life, your family, your friends know about your walk with God, know about the hope you have in Christ? Have you shared your story? It's so important. Don't ever minimize your story. You know what? The difference Jesus has made in you, if you'll share that with somebody else, it'll touch their heart. It'll open their eyes. It'll create an opportunity. So we're not only to go and tell, we're also to invite people to come and see. Come and see. This was so exciting today. I'm so blessed to be here and to be a part of this. John chapter 1, it says, the following day Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said, follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth. We found him. We found him. We found the Messiah. We found the answer, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? You've heard that line. And Philip said, oh, come and see. Come and see. Every Sunday morning, this ought to be a place where we are inviting people and including people. I like to call it inviters and includers. You know what? Don't just invite somebody. Set up a lunch date with them. Sit with them. Make them feel comfortable. Listen, they say 82% of people you invite to church will come. 82%, that's pretty good odds, don't you think? We ought to be leveraging that every way we possibly can as a church. We've said it many different ways, reaching neighbors, nations, and generations with the good news of Jesus Christ, love, and power. A great commitment to the great commandments and the great commission to make a great church and a great Christian. Love God, love people, do your best, have fun. But here's what our assignment is. Just to make it really clear, our assignment is to win as many people to Christ as we can while we have the time and the opportunity. And to disciple them to reach even more people for Christ. Amen? Because I don't know about you, but I want to have more celebrations and rejoicing just like this today. Would you stand with me?